6 killed, multiple injured in Sydney shopping mall stabbing attack, suspect shot dead. By Kurt Zindelka on April 13, 2024. At least 6 people were killed and multiple people were sent to hospital with injuries after a stabbing attack at a shopping mall in Sydney, Australia on Saturday. Update 1330, police have confirmed that a 38-year-old mother was among the 6 killed in a mass stabbing in a Sydney shopping mall on Saturday and that her 9-month-old has undergone surgery after suffering stab wounds, 9 News reports. NSW Police Commissioner Karen Webb confirmed that 4 other women and a man were killed during the attack. Webb said that police have yet to formally identify the slain suspected stabber, but that they believe he was known to law enforcement. No motive for the attack has been made public as of this reporting. The original story continues as follows. Police shot a male suspect after going on a rampage with a knife at a shopping mall in Bondi Junction, Sydney at around 4 p.m. local time. Police have so far not released any suspected motive for the attack, which saw 6 killed and at least 9 sent to hospital. From preliminary inquiries, it would appear that this person has acted alone. Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook said per the Sydney Morning Herald. I'm content that there is no continuing threat. There is nothing that we are aware of at the scene that would indicate any motive or any ideology. Cook said that the suspected stabber was confronted by a female police inspector, who shot and killed the man, saying, he turned, faced her, raised a knife. She discharged a firearm and that person is now deceased. Video footage purportedly from the attack appeared to show a young, bearded man wearing a rugby shirt and carrying a knife as shoppers fled in panic. A young child was reportedly among those injured during the attack, with 2 brothers telling 9 News that they had helped a woman and her baby, both of whom, they said, were stabbed. According to the Herald, Australian Federal Police have been brought in to consult with the local New South Wales Police and would activate a joint counter-terrorism team if needed. The paper reported that police officers from throughout the capital are likely to be deployed with a large crime scene likely taking multiple days to process. Responding to the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, "This was a horrific act of violence, indiscriminately targeted at innocent people going about an ordinary Saturday doing their shopping. Our nation offers our deepest condolences and sympathies to all those who are grieving for someone they have lost and we send our strength to those who have been injured. Today at Bondi Junction was the scene of shocking violence, but it was also witness to the humanity and the heroism of our fellow Australians, our brave police, our first responders and of course, everyday people who could never have imagined that they would face such a moment," Albanese said. For these Australians, their first instinct in the face of danger was to help someone else. That is what we hold on to tonight as Australians. This story is developing. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.